the move 9, 25, and counting. Move founder John Africa once wrote, "But let this be clear to you judges, all those you represent, and those they are fronting for. The Move organization is not fooled one bit about the deceptive rape of God's subjects you criminals have long been guilty of," unquote. That's from his The Judges letter. The imprisoned members of the Move organization, veterans of the police assault on Move headquarters on August 8, 1978, are still fighting for justice almost 25 years after their encagement. Recent decisions from state courts are proving that the unholy war against the Move organization is still going on, with judges acting like soldiers for the status quo. The Move 9 filed their state appeals, called PCRAs, in 1993. The lower court took 7 years to decide the petitions. They were denied on September 20, 2000 by Judge Glazier. Glazier essentially relied on an opinion written by the trial judge, the late Edwin Malmet, as the basis for denying relief. But a year later, a three-judge panel of the Pennsylvania Superior Court, composed of judges Ford, Elliott, Hester, and Broski, denied the appeals of the Move 9, again citing Malmet's opinion. The court rejected an argument that the trial judge was deeply biased against the Move 9, both in the trial and the sentencing phases. They apparently merely relied on the claims of the prosecutors rather than actually checking the record of the Move trial. As the Move 9 have pointed out, the Superior Court panel claimed in their opinion, quote, "We note that the trial court saw a videotape of Officer Ramp's murder and saw a bullet come from Move headquarters and strike Officer Ramp," unquote. There's a few problems with the Superior Court's recitation. Turning aside the obvious absurdity, I mean, when's the last time you actually saw bullets path on a videotape? The Move 9, in a collective letter to their supporters, noted, and I quote, "There are 3 police videotapes presented as evidence at our trial, and on every one of the tapes, the picture is clear until the moment they say Ramp was shot. At that point, the cameras malfunctioned, and when the picture is clear again, Ramp is lying on the ground. Since the trial, all 3 police videotapes have mysteriously disappeared," unquote. For the imprisoned Move members, the point couldn't be clearer. "The point is," they say, "that the Superior Court not only made an unfair ruling against us, they lied and added this lie into court records against us." This is just more proof, they argue, that there is no justice in the courts for Move. The only way the courts, the system, is going to release Move is through the pressure of the people, they say. For nearly a quarter of a century, the Move 9 has been consigned to dungeons across the state of Pennsylvania. Their innocence to the judicial soldiers of the ongoing war against Move is all but irrelevant. When courts cite passages from opinions that don't exist, when they create evidence out of the air, as they did in the Move appeals, why have courts? Why not have a lottery? Why not just roll dice? Could it be any more unfair? Any more than the dance of chance? The Move 9 continues their battles for freedom and continue providing an impressive example to all who wish to see of resistance and freedom fighting against the state's repression. If you want to help free the Move 9, please contact them. Post Office Box 19709, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The Move Organization, 19143. Or call 610-499-0979. Free the Move 9. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.